This is the BBC.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We reflect on the incredible One Love Manchester gig last night and hear about some of the progress of the young people injured at the original gig who were there last night with a free ticket from Five Live's Phil Williams, who was in the crowd. Also, we play Lunch Trumps. Do you reckon you can beat what I'm having for lunch today? And after the amazing Brenda from Bristol, who was on the news after being told there's another election coming.
Not another one?
We find another local hero. This one's called Jean. So it's Scott. It was an absolute honour and privilege to be at the Old Trafford Cricket Ground last night in Manchester. I was doing the Radio 1, 2 and 5 live coverage with Joe Wiley for One Love Manchester. Jen has been on. I met Jen last night. Met her at the service station, actually, on the way back. And she says, just wanted to say what a perfect tribute it was to the innocent lives lost last night. How beautiful and emotional. And it really brought everyone together. Love will always win. I mean, the atmosphere, I've never felt anything like what it was like in Manchester last night at any concert ever or anywhere. And I think we all fell in love a lot more with Ariana Grande last night. It's true to say that a lot of older people that I was speaking to didn't really know who she was or weren't really aware of her until last night, but are now like, wow. I mean, she's done so much. You know, the funds raised for the Manchester attack, now at nearly £10 million. So I think she's just kind of stolen the hearts of everyone after last night. And you have to remember, she's 23. She's kind of the same age as a lot of her fans, maybe only a little bit older. So to get up and do that on stage last night must have taken a lot. Nearly 11 million people watched the One Love concert last night, making it by far the most watched TV show of the year. Also, good to know that Piers Morgan is now happy with her as well. That's the main thing.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, bless her.
I've never been to anything like it in my life. And that's what everyone was saying. Nikki says, I was there last night and this is making me tearful all over again. It was, that's the thing, like concerts are normally, like, and it was at times, such a happy place, but also it was like a real roller coaster of emotions for everyone as well. Chris from Cambridge says, just want to say what Ariana did last night was incredible. Sat and watched with my family. And I want to press my best of 2017 buzzer. Well, yeah, I don't think it's going to get much better. I admire Ariana Grande so much, says Susie. I was there last night. The atmosphere was amazing. Manchester is great and stronger than ever. That's from Martin. Can the Queen pull a few strings and make her Dame Ariana despite being American? That's from Chris in Hemel Hempstead. It broke my heart last night, says Ella, but also made me so proud of Ariana. Everyone involved in the concert and Manchester as a whole last night. Love will always prevail. Thank you for all these nice messages. We've got some more bits from the concert coming later.
Scott Mills.
This is Scott Mills. I think we all need a bit of a treat today here on Monday lunchtime. So I have gone in on my lunch and I want to know if any of you lot can top it. This is stupid. We do it on the show sometimes, but people seem to love it. I think we all need this after that weekend. So today, for my lunch, I've gone for one steak slice, one iced bun, and I've somehow managed to acquire a slush puppy. But delicious. Can you trump my lunch? I've got some callers on the line who all think they are lunching better than me this Monday. Hello, Simon.
Hi, Scott.
What have you got?
I've got an epic lunch today. It's a sausage and fried egg sandwich.
Oh, yes. Good, good.
Mixed with grated cheese and potato salad. It's absolutely amazing.
Whoa! What made you put the grated cheese and the potato salad in the sandwich there, Simon?
Oh, just the suggestion from a random guy in a sandwich bar, and he made my day. Seriously, it's the best thing ever.
I've never heard of tucking the potato salad in there.
No, I would have never thought of it in a million years, but it worked, trust me.
Oh, mate. OK, I'm trying that tonight. Good lunch, mate, good lunch.
Right, cheers, Scott.
Hiya, Kevin.
Hiya, Scott.
What have you got for me?
I have two crackers with Philadelphia cheese spread on them.
Meh.
I also have a peeled banana.
Meh.
Cheese and onion Pringles.
Getting better.
Followed by a caramel Kit Kat. But, Scott, to top it all off, I have chicken super noodles.
Whoa! Wait, wait! Chicken super noodles, he went there. Wow, you're going to be well full up.
I know, that'll keep me going until tea time anyway.
I think so, at least.
I'll take a picture of it and put it on Twitter.
Yeah, do it. Impressive lunch. Mostly because there's a lot of it. How are you preparing those super noodles today?
Just a bit of boiling water.
Standard.
That's the way it goes. Maybe a bit of grated cheese to add to the flavour.
Oh, you're just copying the last caller.
It got me thinking for cheese as well.
Nicola?
Hello.
So you think you can trump my lunch, do you? Huh?
I know I can trump your lunch.
Oh, you do, do you? Try it then. Go on. Can you beat a steak slice, one ice bun, add a slush puppy? Go.
I have dauphinoise potatoes.
Ooh!
And I've got some Kiora.
Kiora?
Yeah.
Is that still on?
Kiora. But I'm eating them in the bath.
In the bath?
In the bath.
Whoa! You've trumped my lunch.
Yay!
Dauphinoise on a Monday with a Kiora in the bath. What kind of life are you living?
The high life.
Scott Mills.
Dauphinoise potatoes in the bath on a Monday. What's she playing at? But she did trump my lunch. James and Kent's been on. Does this trump you? Beat this. A double decker, a twirl. Oh, I had a twirl duo the other day, living the dream. No, it wasn't a twirl. Whisper duo. I love a duo. Chicken crisps. Hang on, where are we? Rewind. Double decker, twirl, chicken crisps, bacon crisps, red hot pepperami, large sausage roll, and a ham, cheese and mustard mayo sandwich, all washed down with pure pineapple juice. That's just quantity, not quality.
Scott Mills.
So, myself and Joe Wiley were broadcasting the gig on Radio 1, 2 and 5 Live last night with the help of 5 Live presenter Phil Williams. Now, Phil's with us now. You live in Manchester, right, Phil? So you've kind of been right in the emotions of it all from the very beginning.
Yeah, that's right. I live here and have done for the last 5 years and on and off throughout my life. And it's my adopted home, Scott. And I present the late night show on 5 Live. And obviously that was the programme in which we first had the breaking news about the explosion at the arena on the 22nd of May. And so one of the lovely things for me, Scott, last night was to get to meet people who've been on my 5 Live programme maybe 3 or 4 times, who you feel like you know because you've got to know them and speak to them, but you've never met them. And so they included 18-year-old Alex and her boyfriend Morgan, both really concerned last night about being in such a big crowd after what happened at the arena.
Well, you would be, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and both loving it. What they did do, Scott, was at the end, they didn't file out with everybody else because it was when everybody filed out the Manchester Arena the explosion happened. They didn't want to be part of that mass crowd. So they hung back with us and then they went to find their parents in the car park just after the main crowd had left. And I've got to tell you, because this is good news, Scott, about 14-year-old Evie Mills. I caught up with Evie. Her family had been tweeting me all week, trying to get into the gig yesterday. Ariana then visited her in the hospital, in the Royal Manchester Children's Hospital on Saturday night, and her management were able to get her and her mum, Karen, and dad, Craig, into the gig alongside her best friend, Millie, who she was at the original concert with. Evie was on crutches last night. She'd been given day release permission from the hospital. But I've just been told now that she's been signed off from the hospital and she's back in Harrogate with her family, which is great news for them. And the look on her face last night when Ariana took to the stage and then when her dad got back with some chips, that was the look.
Yeah, right. So I'm going to put this on my social and I think we're going to put it on Radio 1 again in a minute as well. Did you take that photo? It's the nicest photo of Evie and she's just... She just looks really happy. She's got a chip hanging out of her mouth and she's just loving life.
Yeah. I just got there with her mum and her mum shouted her. And as she turned around with the chip, I took the photo. And I did get permission, by the way. I just said, do you mind if the world sees you eating chips? But she was fine with that because she was just happy. I mean, this is the remarkable thing about this concert, Scott. On Saturday night, she was in a hospital bed On Sunday night, she was in the sunshine singing along to Pharrell and Happy. It doesn't get better than that.
It really doesn't. And it's like, it's just, I don't know, that photo, it's just perfect. You just look at it and you just think, that is, it's just incredible. I'm gonna tweet that now, actually. I know that it's had a lot of attention already, that picture, hasn't it?
Yeah, and what we should say, actually, Scott, is hi to her friends who are still too poorly to make it. So to Jaden and Emily, who are in Ward 78 of the Royal Manchester Children's Hospital, get well soon to you.
Thanks so much, Phil. So Phil does the show, late night show on 5 Live every night. And like I said, I mean, the news broke in your show. So So you've been there right from the start. But it was a roller coaster last night, but it was nice to see right at the front from the people that were the original gig. Nice to see some smiles on faces for a change, wasn't it?
It's been a really emotional fortnight, Scott, if I'm honest with you. I had friends of mine at the Cortinas gig last Saturday at the same ground, at Lancashire Cricket Ground, and they said that was a huge emotional affair. My wife and I were at Robbie at Manchester City's ground on Saturday night, and he dedicated angels to the 22 people who lost their lives in the Manchester attack, and there wasn't a dry eye in the house when he did that, as again he did on Sunday night at the concert we were at. And it has been a roller coaster. It's been people feeling, first of all, a huge amount of sadness, then anger at what happened, and then some kind of defiance when they realised that actually the best way to unite against people who try to challenge our values is through live music and singing.
Yeah, and bringing everyone together and just what concert should be a happy place.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay. Amazing as well that they managed to move the Manchester United game. Like, how does that happen?
Well, there was loads of that last night, Scott, if I'm honest with you. So Michael Carrick, who's a Manchester United midfielder, having a testimonial. They moved the kickoff earlier so that the police could then cope with people attending this concert. We should also give a shout out to ITV, who moved the Britain's Got Talent final from Sunday to Saturday.
And they
so
tweeted
there was
about
no TV clash.
They tweeted about it as well, saying tonight's all about BBC One from the ITV account, which I thought was just amazing.
Yeah, so there was unity, not just in the crowd, but in everybody wanting this to be a set-piece event to really help those people who've been caught up in it, who were injured, who lost loved ones, to find some kind of benchmark from which they can perhaps move on and process their emotions. And listen, Scott, this is going to take a lot of time.
Yeah.
And if you have been affected by any of the issues that you've heard about on Radio 1 in the last couple of weeks, then you should get in touch with the BBC Action Line. You'll find the details on the website and speak to your schools and colleges if you've got exams due and you feel unable to concentrate on those. People will offer you help throughout this period.
Phil, thank you so much.
Thanks, Scott.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
BBC
Radio 1.
Right, did you see the story over the weekend? Every now and again, a local hero comes along. This is a lady called Jean Brooks. At the moment, the local heroes always seem to be slightly older ladies. And there's nothing wrong with that. So Jean is from Hucknall in Nottinghamshire. She lives on a really busy road and she has had it. She's had enough with cars and bikes going past way too fast. So, Jean has come up with an ingenious idea to stop them once and for all going so fast down her road.
When you've got cars and bikes going meow, 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 all up and down the road, it had to stop. Quite simply, by picking up one of those and going like that, I have never seen so many people's brake lights go on, and all it is a hairdryer. If they don't like it, that's tough. I live here. My friends live here. My friends' children live here. And if we can't be safe in our own streets, how the hell are we going to be safe in the world?
Yes, Jean, you're a hero. So what Jean does, I mean, she could have maybe a bit too much free time, but what Jean does is she stands outside her gate pointing a hairdryer at cars so it looks like a speed camera. It's a great idea. But now joins the ranks of recent local legends like Brenda, who was told that Theresa May had just called an election.
You're joking. Not another one? Oh, for God's sake, I can't stand this. There's too much politics going on at the moment. Why does she need to do it?
Brenda and Jean now in the Hall of Fame. If you know of your town superhero or your city hero, then let me know. I should know about them. See, there's one in my hometown of Eastleigh in Hampshire, which is... Oh, she went viral for a while. It's just a lady that does a lot of dancing at the bus stop. Seen that one? Any more heroes I should know about? Let me know.
Scott Mills.
I am hearing a story from Mark about a guy who used to go to the local speed camera in his area with just a regular camera at night and fire off the flash. So people always thought they were speeding. Also, a lot of requests coming in from Jean, the hairdry hero. Can we just hear her pretending to do a car noise, please?
Meow, meow, meow.
There we are. That's Jean doing an impression of the cars going by really fast before she gets the hairdryer out. Again.
Meow, meow, meow.
Scott Mills.
So, Jean, the hairdryer hero from Nottingham. Cars go by a house like this really fast.
Meow, meow, meow.
So she likes to get her hairdryer out and make people think it's a speed camera. I've got someone here that knows her. Hello, Wayne.
How are you doing, Scott?
Yeah, do you actually know Jean then, do you?
I know of her, yeah. She lives next door but one to my grandma in Hucknall in Nottingham.
No way.
Yeah, she's right. A bit eccentric, to say the least.
But when does she get the hairdryer out often?
She likes to do it regularly, yeah, when all the boys got down on their scooters and stuff.
Right, OK. When was the last time she had the hairdryer out, do you know?
Yesterday.
No, what, really?
She was in the garden yesterday. She had the local MP there and everything.
Why were the local MPs there?
She invited him round to witness her hair-drying antics, and also had decided to have a bit of a garden party to celebrate her campaign on speed, giving away toys to children and stuff.
Is she a local celebrity?
Well, I don't know. She might be now. She's gone pretty mental on social media.
That's mad. Okay. I'm getting loads of... loads of local heroes. There's a guy that I need to be aware of from Brighton. This is from Jordan, who sent me this information. His name's Disco Pete. Absolute legend in Brighton. Most people know him. He just goes to all the raves and festivals. He's kind of known all over. And, you know, he's a slightly older gentleman, but just loves a rave up.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, say hi to Jean. Let me know if she wants to come on the show.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll get her on.
Okay, if I need to do this.
Meow, meow, meow.
Scott Mills.
Okay, two things from One Love Manchester. One, where was Usher? Like, where was he? No one seems to know. And there was a couple of leaked running orders, and he was on them, 100%. And also, Ariana's manager, who was also Justin Bieber's manager, is kind of in business. They've got a business partnership, him and Usher. So probably would expect him to be there. No one said a word. Also, and I know he's trying to style it out, point two, Will I Am did say, "What's up, London?" last night. He did. But then went, "Manchester, London, Manchester." So maybe, but I was convinced from what he said that he did think he was in London. He's got previous on that. He did it at a big weekend once. I think we were in Newcastle. He went, "Manchester!" Maybe he thinks that, I don't know, maybe he thinks Manchester is in London. Anyway, I don't care. It was a brilliant performance.
Scott Mills.
Peas and Ariana Grande from One Love Manchester. That was Where Is The Love. I've done the same thing. I've just done a Will I Am myself now. It wasn't Newcastle that he once said at Big Weekend Manchester. Chris in Oxford says, "You've just done it yourself. It was Carlisle and he said Newcastle." Okay.
Did you get it wrong as well? You are Scott I Am.
Scott I Am. Hello, Greg.
Hello and good afternoon.
Did you see or hear any last night?
Of course, of course, of course. I was one of the 14 million watching. Incredible.
It's so huge, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was a great show. I mean, it was unquestionably brilliant to watch. And it was funny to watch all the songs in a different context. And it's interesting to see which ones people really latched onto and sort of, we were doing the charts, so we're doing the official chart update today. So obviously I was looking at all the chart stuff today in preparation for the chart, obviously.
Yes.
And all the songs like Fix You and Live Forever and Ariana's song kind of going rocketing back up download charts and stuff. So that all, it's interesting to see which ones people really connected with again and thought, oh, you know what, this is just the right sort of song I need to listen to.
Yeah, I think the Ariana stuff will do well. Obviously, I think Coldplay will see a little resurgence again as well. Yeah, it's quite interesting, and a concert like any other I've been to, really, because it was amazing, the fact that they managed to get it together so quickly. And obviously, the set remained the same because they only had 5 days to sort it out. And it's actually the stage had been left up from the Cortinas gig the week before.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but I quite liked it that it was quite minimal. There wasn't like a massive production. It was just great. Relying on people, really.
It was perfect. And there's nobody cooler than Liam Gallagher. There's nobody better. There's nobody cooler than Liam Gallagher.
Even in an orange cagoule.
It's unbelievable, man. Also, you do realise that Live Forever is one of the greatest songs ever.
Yeah, ever.
It really is. It's just, it was so brilliant last night. Enjoyed it. Was it all, and you and Joe did an amazing job, I thought.
Oh, thank you.
We love Joe Wiley very much,
yes.
Don't we?
Yeah, it was really good. And but like I said, it was amazing and like euphoric and epic, but also there was moments of real, like where you really had to hold back the tears. And I know a lot of people at the front who were at the original Ariana gig were in floods all night. So it was happy and sad, you know.
That's tough for Ariana to do that. What, she's 23 years old? That is a lot. It's a lot to deal with at any age, but particularly at 23. So I think she did
a
sterling job last night getting it together.
Scott Mills.
We are back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1, or get this podcast for free. Scott Mills.